And it gives us great pleasure to welcome Senator Mike Braun. Good morning, Senator Braun.
Hey, good to be on the show.
Thank you for calling us today. So let's talk a little bit about what is happening in the Senate right now with this stimulus bill, or I guess it's a relief bill, isn't it?
It is, and consider we had phase one, two, and three. Mm. Phase one was done a few weeks ago. It was an amount of kind of emergency funding. Phase two, we took from the House, I think it was this past Monday, and actually passed it with technical corrections knowing that we're coming. In other words, we viewed it as being necessary to show that we're doing something here. Now, we did the same thing in the Senate. Of course, it's a much larger package, which makes sense because we've had time to kind of size this thing up. We had Democratic senators and Republicans that have crafted all of it. So in the bill itself, several components, and it's going to be a large one because I think it has to be reflective for how much of the GDP we're taking out. But there'll be a good component in there for small businesses, which will enable them to access funding through loans, most of which will be forgiven if they use it to maintain their payroll. And it will last up to roughly 3 months. There'll be an emergency stabilization fund for the businesses over 500, mostly for liquidity. And again, loans, not bailouts. And you can't really call these bailouts because this was not caused by misbehavior in the marketplace. We know what caused it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Checks to individuals, which all of us agreed to. I was on board from the beginning, agreeing with almost all the Democrats, take care of the waged earner displaced by this and small businesses. And then we can see the problem has grown, and this is going to impact the entirety of the economy.
There's been mention, too, of checks being sent to individuals throughout the country to help them. Let me ask you this. Are we, those of us who will receive those checks, are we going to be taxed on those?
I don't think there will be a tax liability on them, and that's part of what was the nuance of being worked out in this final draft, which none of us have seen. But they will be going out to people with incomes up to $75,000. And feathered out completely at $99,000, and it's not meant for people that don't need it. Now, people say, well, is it going to target the folks that have actually lost their job? I think that's why we're plussing up the unemployment insurance, which, again, the last text that I was aware of will take whatever your normal unemployment check is in a given state and add about $600 to it, which gives you a true weekly wage to get through these unusual times.
Now, Senator, if you're going to give small businesses a loan and then forgive it if they keep people on their payroll, then those employees are not eligible for unemployment. Is that right? Because they're still getting paid from their employer. Do you see what I mean?
And you wouldn't expect that to be. If you're getting your normal wage and you've got a mechanism that keeps that in place, that would be doubling up. And we're trying to do the best we can so that that does not occur. The fact that we need to do it quickly, there are going to be some overlaps and some things you don't like about it, like the fact that there's not maybe larger payments going to people that actually have lost their job, and instead of doing it broadly, that would take too long to sort it out. So that's why I think across the board, government has caused this 100% to try to flatten the disease curve. And thank goodness it looks like that is working. And then we got another 8 days before we get through that 15-day period. And that's where I think we got to be very careful, because anything we do beyond that, that just across the board locks down the economy, this even gets more expensive to try to get back on its feet. So I think we need to use common sense there.
From your perspective, I mean, I can't even imagine the whirlwind that must be going on in Washington to try to get these steps in place so quickly. We're seeing more collateral damage. We're seeing more residual issues coming up every day for businesses, for individuals that, you know, people hadn't thought of a week ago.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and there'll be more of it. Even for the most healthy companies, that have access to credit lines and have a good cash balance, if you try to maintain business as normal, almost 100% are out of business when you hear 5 and 6 months. And there are many that got shuttered here out of the gate, restaurants, hospitality, you know, businesses. They have been contending with it. I talked to a hotel owner in Indianapolis, had 2% occupancy this past week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy.
I mean, you got, and that, those are the real horror stories. And again, that's why I think that I'm hoping with what we're seeing, and in all other countries, it has had a fairly big blow depending on how you've approached it. You know, you can get those numbers down quickly. And I don't think you'll really allay the fear and national anxiety until you see the curve flatten on the number of cases. What gives me hope is that the mortality rate that was, you know, being talked about in that 3 to 4% range,
right,
that has already dropped down into the 1.5% range, and that's with probably anywhere from 3 to 5 of the cases out there not being detected. So if you start looking at that, this looks like, I'm hoping, it ends up being closer to the flu, which some experts think might be the case, but we can't take the chance to where this thing would get out of hand. That's why we need to pour the coals to it over the next 8 days.
Senator, wouldn't a magic bullet for this be a therapeutic like that they're working on right now, where you could go in, they know this medicine works, they could give it to you, and within 5 days you'll be okay, and you leave the hospital. If we got word of that, wouldn't that be a game changer right now?
It would, and it would also allay people's fears about the disease itself, and that's hydroxychloroquine,
right?
That is a malarial drug that they've already used in some places, but on a small basis. And everything I can understand about that, it's our best therapeutic way to start knocking the disease back itself, because we will not have a vaccine in place for, at the best, 6 to 9 months. And that's probably if we get help from other places that get it out there in front to where we could safely use it. So
just so we're on the same page, you don't think that this is sustainable past a few more weeks?
Not to where we have significant carnage economically that would take either more government coming in, or at least with what we've learned from it, and its population densities. Obviously, what Trump did to shut down travel when he did from China and Europe,
right?
New York is the international hub for travel, and that's where we're dealing with what, a third of the U.S. cases. Any place else that has got population density, and we need to take what we've learned from it and hopefully maybe modify the policies a little bit so that as we try to flatten the disease curve, we don't flatten the economy.
Senator Braun, there's a lot of confusion and misinformation and bipartisan and blah, blah. But what I am 100% totally sure of is that it's your birthday.
You know, I didn't even think about that today.
Mr. Senator. That's awesome.
You know, sometimes when you get into something like this, to be honest, I did not thank you for reminding me of my own birthday.
I'm sending you a virtual cake.
Okay, I'll take it.
Thank you so much, Senator, for your time today.
Thank you.
You bet. Enjoyed it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.